Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Mike, here we sit. There's an elimination game for the Guardians. And I don't know that anybody who knew anything about baseball thought that was possible when they were 15 and a half games out. What did you think about this team when they were 15 out and a half out?
Well, they're certainly resilient. You know, I think it's probably an understatement. You know, people ask me how the heck they do it. And I said, well, the fact is that they got really hot and continued with it. And Detroit got really cold and continued with that. That's how they caught them. And that really is about the only way they would catch them being 15 and a half games out. But they stay at this bunch. They don't quit. You know, they keep coming back at it. And the fact that they've got tremendous pitching helps a whole lot.
The stunning thing, Mike, is what you just said. Okay, the Guardians got hot. You can see one team getting hot. Hard to imagine the other team getting as cold as they needed to be, and both of those things coming together at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm sure it's driving the Tiger people crazy, trying to understand it. But I think sometimes it's hard. It's not hard, but it's a major job of management. And I'm not necessarily saying the manager, but the manager to keep the team focused on what they're doing. And being a 15 and a half games up at the All-Star break certainly will cause a team to want to kind of coast. You know what I'm saying? And not being as mentally on target as they should be to finish the thing off. And I think that's probably what the Tigers got caught up in. And by the time that the panic set in, it was too late. And I guarantee you they were panicking the last 2 weeks of the season.
Mike, what do you think of how the Guardians play in that there's not a lot of power? It's all about pressure, 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 pressure. Do you think that's a form of baseball that can win in the playoffs?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, in the playoffs, in the postseason, pitching and defense wins games for you. You know, you'll have a time when, a team will go off offensively and score, 10, 15 runs in a game. But most generally, if you watch the majority of the wild card games so far, you know, they're 1-2-run games for the most part, and that comes down to pitching and defense. It's just the old truism that good pitching beats good hitting, is certainly a truism that is emphasized, in the postseason. So our guys, they play the game the way it's supposed to be played. I mean, we don't have the offensive ability to be able to score, outscore people, 6-7 runs a night. We're going to score anywhere from 2 to 7 runs a game. And the way we pitch, most times that's good enough. But they do it by playing the game the way it's supposed to be played. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't make a lot of mental mistakes. They're a fun team to watch because they're never out of it because they're always coming at you. And I think that wears on the other team that you're playing against, quite often. These guys, they don't know the term quit, and they certainly have proven that this year.
Former Indians manager, player Mike Hargrove joining us. Mike, I've quoted you numerous times this summer as we watched Stephen Vogt have to platoon like crazy and decide to do it that way. I remember you always saying starters are starters for a reason. And I understood that then. I understand it more now. You had guys here in Cleveland that should be in the lineup every day. You didn't necessarily in Baltimore or in Seattle at times, so you had to manage whatever you had. Stephen Vogt is managing whatever he has, I would think.
Right.
How challenging is that as a manager? You've had to do it in the past.
Well, obviously the way you want to do it is that you play the starters every day, and you worry about the only thing you worry about there is giving them the day off time then to keep them sharp. You don't see a manager start a recent call up for his first appearance of the season in the postseason with DeLauder. And you don't often see a manager that has the guts and the courage to do that. I applaud the skipper for having the guts to be able to do that. A manager has to manage to the talent of his team and not the team play to the manager's expectations, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And Stephen does a great job, I think, in managing this team to the talents. You see Manzardo, get more playing time as the season came along. Schneeman gets some playing time here and there. Different guys like that he inserts in the lineup until they get their feet under him, like Manzardo has. But Kwan's going to play every day. Nader's going to play most of the time. Jose is going to play third base every night. So there are guys that go to guys that he has in the lineup every night, but he does do a good job in inserting, younger players here and there in the lineup and they responded well to it. So I think he does a good job in that regard, because he's managing to the talent of his team. A lot of unsuccessful managers, will manage one way and expect the team to adjust to his way of managing or making out the lineup. Stephen doesn't do that, which I think is a real smart way to go about it.
Former Indians manager Mike Hargrove joining us on the hotline. Grover, if we gave you this pitching staff in the 90s, I think you'd look like Phil Jackson.
That's not fair.
I think you'd look like Phil Jackson.
I'm not as tall as Phil Jackson, so there you go. Yeah, they've got a good pitching staff. You know, the one thing that I think people don't recognize or realize, you know, that you know, when back in the 90s when we played, we had a tremendous bullpen. You know, we really did. Now, we didn't do the job every night, but we had a real strong bullpen, and we had Hershiser, Martinez, Nagy. You know, we had Mark Clark at one time. Those were all the you know, great guys, great talent, but you know, they weren't number one pitchers. You couldn't put a Scooble out there, you know, every 4 days. And I think that affected us. Now, that doesn't mean that we went in there unarmed with these guys on the mound, because they all did a great job. But we certainly didn't have a dominating starting pitching staff.
Mike, how do you manage an elimination game?
By the seat of your pants. you know, it's the one thing that I learned early on in my first, you know, postseason was that your decisions have to be immediate. You can't play during 162 games in a regular season. You can push a guy further than you may have wanted to, knowing that there's 158 games left in the season. And you've got time to make up for whatever happens. In postseason, you don't have that time. Your decisions have to be immediate, and they have to be done, especially, you know, with your pitching staff and when to take a pitcher out and when not to. And you know, I watched Sparky Anderson manage for a long time, and they called him Captain Hook because, you know, by the third or fourth inning, if the starting pitcher wasn't dominating the game, he went and got him, and that worked for Sparky. You have to do that, you know, during the postseason a lot more than you would during the season. And I think that's what we'll see, you know, in this game with both teams. You know, whoever wins goes on, whoever doesn't goes home. You know, they'll go to their bullpen early and often if they have to.
Guardians closer Cade Smith threw 31 pitches yesterday. Yeah. He pitched the day before as well. What's that conversation like with him before you put him into the game or even in pregame?
Yeah, that's you obviously go to him and talk to him, and how he feels, and he's going to give you the answer. I'm good to go. However long you need me, I'm good to go. That's what the competitor and these guys will say. I remember back in Game 7 of the World Series in '97, we had used Mike Jackson a lot during that postseason, and we went to Mike and asked him how his arm was. He said honestly, I've got one hitter in me. And so, you know, that's the reason we brought him in to face one hitter and get us to the ninth to go to Mesa. They'll do the same with Cade Smith, but I guarantee you, he's their closer, and it comes down to the end, and they need to close the game out. Cade Smith will be on the mound, and he'll do a good job. But that's, you know, you know they've lived with each other, you know, since mid February. So they know each other. They know the players. They know the pitchers. They know, you know, when they say one thing, do they really mean that, or are they just saying that because that's expected of them to say? You know, they have an idea of how long Cade can go. But I would be shocked, even though he threw 31 pitches, yesterday. But I would be shocked if we get into a closing situation and he's not on the mound.
Mike, as always, love having you with us. Thank you for your time, and enjoy Game 3.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet. Go Guardians.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey,
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.